My Mac Podcast number 151, a little early this week. We're going to look at some leopard stories. Check it out.
The next generation of radio. It's the MyMac.com podcast.
So it's Saturday, the day after Leopard came out, and probably like a lot of you, I went to the Apple Store yesterday in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Well, actually, a lot of you probably didn't go to the Apple Store in Ann Arbor, but you probably went to an Apple Store, or maybe you ordered it online, pre-ordered it through Amazon or Apple or another one of your favorite Mac resellers, and you installed Leopard. I hope it went easier for you than it did me. Let me start at the beginning. Went to the Apple Store in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I got there about 15, 20 minutes before opening, and there was already a huge, huge line. I couldn't believe how many people were in line there waiting to buy Leopard, or, I don't know, maybe just waiting to get a free t-shirt. But there was a lot of them, and that was kind of nice to see. I was probably number 300 in line, I would imagine. I did get a shirt. That was very cool. Very pleased with that. Haven't worn it yet, but it's very nice. I see that they're already going kind of expensive, too, up on eBay. And you won't find mine on eBay. I'm keeping this puppy all to myself. So I installed Leopard last night on the PowerMac G5, 2.5 gigahertz G5. And it went swimmingly well, I have to say. I mean, dropped the CD in, rebooted, installed, restarted the G5 from the internal hard drive, and it worked great. It went through Time Machine and backed up my entire drive. I did that when I was all done doing everything else, but that went fine. I went through my email. I had about 30,000, 40,000 emails, and I had read some horror stories that it took like an hour to import all the emails. It took me about 15 seconds. I mean, it was real fast. I was quite surprised. I didn't see any of my printers afterwards, so I had to reset my printers up, which kind of sucked. And one of them it doesn't see at all, so I'm going to have to play with that later on. Let's see. All my external hard drives were there. They were working fine. None of my applications that I use on a daily basis seems to be affected. Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Dreamweaver, all those are working. That's CS3 variety. Microsoft Office 2004 is working just fine. Seems like everything's working. I haven't really seen any problems yet. First impressions, I'm going to save those for when we record the show this next Thursday that you guys will be listening to on Friday. I'll go over my impressions and all that then. Gives me a little bit more time to play with it. But I can say right off the bat that so far I like it. It seems pretty stable. Everything seems to be a lot faster. Now, I did have a problem when I tried to install Leopard on my MacBook Pro, which is a first-generation MacBook Pro. I did a update rather than a clean install or anything like that. The update didn't work at all. It would get to basically blue screen. Oh, blue screen on a computer. Brr. I got to that point, and it just sat there. I could see the mouse. It wasn't spinning or anything, but nothing was happening. So after a few attempts of trying to get that to work, which was booting back up into the CD and running disk utilities, nothing worked. I reinstalled Leopard, and I did an archive and install. And that worked. I got up and running that way. But a really strange thing happened in that my user account was no longer an administrator account. So I couldn't make any changes to the system. I couldn't even run disk utilities to repair the permissions, which was really weird. Eventually what I had to do was go back in on the Leopard CD, or DVD I should say, go to reset password, but reset the password for the root user, not my own account. And once I did that, I could log in as root system administrator, and then I could bless my normal account as an administrator, a quick reboot, and everything worked, kinda. And I say kind of because I had installed a lot of crap on that MacBook Pro, including an earlier copy of Parallels and VMware. And one of those programs, I think it was Parallels, to be honest, at least according to the log files, was causing a lot of problems. And it just wasn't performing the way it should have. I wasn't seeing my network at all. Nothing seemed to be working quite correctly. Some applications that worked just fine on the G5 under Leopard weren't working very well, including CS3 and Office, actually. You would launch them, and they would sit there for a long time. The disk would spin, spin, spin. Nothing would happen. So eventually, I just got fed up with the whole thing. And, of course, on that MacBook Pro, I also have Vista installed via Boot Camp. And I don't really have anything on the Vista side. So after backing up a few documents, I completely erased the hard drive and started from scratch on the MacBook Pro. And that worked. It's running in the other room just fine. Everything seems to be functioning properly. I'm installing CS3 back on it right now. And other than that, we'll see what happens with the MacBook Pro. You would think that the MacBook Pro, being a newer machine than the G5, would have run much more smoothly. At least upgrading to Leopard wasn't the case. So there is that. Coming up on this episode, it's going to be a short episode this week. We're going to have Robert Hazelrig, and he's going to... My wife just noticed that I'm actually talking to the computer. I think she thought... Did you think I was talking to somebody else?
Yes.
Yeah? No, I'm recording a podcast, hon. She's cracking up because she's never here when I do the podcast. Say hi.
Hey.
She's all scratchy voice. Like she's nervous. You've seen me working on the computers the last day and a half. What do you think? She's giving me the cutoff sign, like, I don't want to say anything. She's doing the stop thing now. See, she just doesn't want to be on the show. Okay, I'll leave you alone. She's right now at the moment doing what many, many PC users tend to do with their computers, and that's playing solitaire. The built-in solitaire under Windows XP. So, anyways, we're going to jump to Robert Hazelrig. He's going to talk about installing it. We got two segments from him. Those are calling from his cell phone into our Skype, and we're going to play those. So the sound quality is not going to be the greatest, but you'll be able to understand what he's saying. And then something really cool. John Nemirovsky took and when he went to the Apple store in his area in Arizona, he actually recorded four different interviews, and we're going to drop those in as well. And there's a problem that I found with GarageBand. Normally with GarageBand, I can grab an MP3 and drop it right in on top of GarageBand, and it imports it just fine. It's not working now. It was working pre-Leopard, but now that I've installed Leopard on this machine, it's not working. I had to convert the MP3s to an AIF file via QuickTime Pro, and those files, they work fine. But for whatever reason, the MP3s themselves would not import into GarageBand. It showed that they did. You know, you get the little status bar, and then you'd go to GarageBand, and they're just not there. It just didn't do it. So, I don't know. I think that's a bug in GarageBand and or Leopard, but it's not importing MP3s, which is kind of a bummer. Hopefully, that'll be addressed really, really soon. But first, let's go over to Robert Hazelrig and find out how his Leopard day went.
Hey, Robert Hazelrig. It is about 6:10 on Friday night. I went to the Apple store in Freehold, and I showed up at 6:05, and I was very surprised that there was a line almost as long as the iPhone line at the Freehold store. Anyway, been wearing my Apple shirt. Back in the day, I used to work for Apple. As a Apple retail representative, I had worn a shirt for some of my work job at the time, and they awarded me this really, really nice pullover sweatshirt with just a simple white Apple logo, and it looks very similar to the shirts that they wear at the stores today. Anyway, instead of getting online because I showed up so late, I just hovered around the door, and then when the they opened the door at 6 o'clock, I was amazingly the third person to walk out of the store with the box. Because they just let me in, and everybody who was in line thought I was an Apple employee. I thought it was sort of sneaky and underhanded. And anyway, I'm a little sorry myself that I didn't have to wait in line. I feel bad for all the people that I cut in front of, but, you know, hey, I didn't kill anybody, right? Can't wait to install it. I'm sticking it on my iBook. I got a 1.2 gigahertz iBook with, I hope, a gig of RAM. I'm not exactly sure of that spec anymore, but looking forward to trying it out. I'll check in with you guys later in the week and let you know how it goes. See ya.
Hey, Robert Haisley. I installed it last night on my iBook. My iBook is a 1.2 gigahertz G4 with 768 RAM. So it took just around 2 hours to install. It took 20 minutes just to discern, or a half an hour just to discern what files to install. And I haven't been too happy with the performance. It is a bit slow on that machine. Just to give you an idea, I'm doing the backup, the time machine on the iBook. I started the backup at 2 a.m. last night. Have to be up because of the baby. And the backup was still running this morning when I left for the DMV where I'm at now, which is around 10, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. So at least 7 hours to do a backup. I want to say I have an 80 gig hard drive on that iBook, and I've got 20 left over, so it's backing up 60 gigs via USB 2. And it's taken about 7 hours to back up. But in comparison, if I use something like a Carbon Copy Cloner or the like, it takes about an hour to do that backup. But maybe that's because those are incremental backups. I'm not sure. Anyway, I would be happy to come on the show this week and talk about, Leopard so far. The machine I'm running it on, actually, I don't have enough RAM to put CS3 on it, so I don't use CS3 with it yet. I'm debating as to how long I'm going to wait before I put Leopard on my G5. That's my production machine where I do a lot of freelance, and I've got a ton of freelance right now. Everybody's gearing up for the holidays. I've got two big retailers that are jamming. I've got billboards and inserts and postcards to get out all within the next 2 weeks. So I definitely don't want to hose that machine right now because that's some big bucks coming my way. If I screw that up, I'm really screwed. But
okay, the rest of the message from Robert there was kind of on a personal level, and he gives out his phone number, and we're not going to play that on the show, but let's jump right over to the John Nemirovsky interviews from the Apple Leopard line last night, or, whenever you listen to this, from Friday. So take it away, John.
It's the MyMac.com interview with Jackie Richards. Nice to meet you, Jackie.
Well, very nice to meet you. I'm kind of excited tonight.
Well, we're sitting outside the Apple store. How come you're not in that line?
Well, I'm kind of waiting for the line to get a little bit smaller. I'm not a great line walker, but it's going to be a great event tonight, I think.
Yeah, there seem to be, 200-300 people in that line?
Oh, I would say at least, yes. And I think it's been well anticipated. I mean, everybody's very excited about it, and so we'll see.
Now, which computer do you use the most at home?
I use my my laptop in one room and my other Apple in my studio, and I was just checking to see what I had. I've got a 10.39 right now.
What's that, an iMac?
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking it might be a good time to upgrade. What do you think?
I think this would be the time to do it, but don't do it the first day.
Oh.
I would say, because when it comes out, it's probably like 10.5.0.
Oh.
And let's wait till they come out with 0.1 or 2 or 3.
Okay, sort of clear some of the bugs.
Let them get the kinks out of it. Let all these wacko people who are here in line.
Well, they're techies. They want the best. They want the newest.
Now, you are exclusively Apple, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've been Apple for many, many years. Yes.
Which software do you use most?
Primarily Photoshop.
And which version of Photoshop do you use? Any idea?
I think I'm on 8 at
CS.
This point. Mm-hmm, CS. Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. And then InDesign, because I do a lot of graphic and production work. So, yes.
Do you think you're going to be needing the new version of Photoshop or InDesign when you get the new version of OS X?
Well, I hope that I don't have to change right away, because a lot of times when you do change to an upgrade version, there are some new skills to learn. And right now I'm very comfortable with the way I can work.
So if it works, don't mess with it.
At the moment.
Now, how often do you come here to this Apple store when there's not 300 people in line?
I'm in and out of Apple, perhaps, maybe twice a month.
Uh-huh. Just looking, or do you buy stuff too?
Oh, no. I will buy. In fact, I was looking at the latest upgrade for Elements for Apple. The new version 4,
four, yes.
I believe. And I was thinking about it. I have two,
uh-huh.
And I'm not certain, again, that I want to upgrade, only because once in a while I do give some instructions or teach people. And, it's good to have the latest versions, but I'm not convinced. Not yet.
Yeah, so you can live with what you've got all the way around.
Absolutely, I can. Absolutely.
Can you remember what your most recent purchase was here at the Apple Store?
I believe my most recent were speakers.
Uh-huh.
I needed some speakers, and better speakers, and so I picked up a pair of speakers.
How do they sound?
Oh, excellent, excellent. People think that they're on stereo when they walk in my studio, and this is music coming through my computer, so I'm very happy with it.
That's terrific. Which speakers did you get?
Oh, don't ask. Little round white things.
Very good. Well, the line is still long.
Yes, it is.
And thank you so much for the interview.
Oh, thank you.
We'll
Very
see
nice
you inside the
you.
Store
Certainly
and see you
will.
Outside the store.
Certainly will.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Jackie Richards here at the Apple Store on the MyMac.com podcast. This is Mel. Why are you standing in line to buy this software tonight?
Because I'm nuts.
Okay.
Are
you going to install it as soon as you get it home?
That's what I'm thinking about, but I backed up my hard drive first.
Why? What difference does it make?
Well, in case something goes wrong with it.
And what computer are you going to put it on?
A MacBook.
A MacBook?
With the Core Duo 2.
Ah, the new MacBook.
The new MacBook.
Very good. Well, what do you expect to use in Leopard that you haven't been using before?
Time Machine.
Uh-huh. So you'll be backing up all your stuff.
Right.
But if you're already backing up your stuff, what do you need Time Machine for?
That's a good question. I have to think about that.
We'll find out. And why are you standing in line rather than coming tomorrow and just buying it where you can walk right in the door?
Because I'm crazy.
Okay.
Crazy Mac person.
Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. No. Thank you, Mel. Nice talking with you. We're now inside the Apple Store, and there's about 300 people in this small room. What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, nice to meet you. What are you doing there on that phone?
I'm just playing.
Do you own that phone?
No, this is one of the sample phones here.
Okay, do you own a phone in real life?
I do not own an iPhone. She will soon own an iPhone.
I see. What decides you or her to own an iPhone?
Well, she's wanted it since she's heard about it.
Yeah.
For me, it just doesn't have... It's cool, it's nice, but I have a BlackBerry with work, so...
Yeah.
And they pay for that.
And what about Leopard? Did you buy that tonight?
Yeah, we got Leopard.
And what brought you down here to stand in line and feel like a fool with 300 other of your closest friends?
Probably just being a complete geek.
That's great. Well, what do you think of the Apple Store here? Do you do much business here at Apple?
Far too much. Far too much.
What do you do in real life, Chris, when you're not hanging around the Apple Store?
I'm in marketing.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much. It's nice to meet you.
No problem.
Are you going to be installing Leopard right away?
Oh, yeah, probably right after dinner.
You worried about any bugs or updates or any...
Nah.
Good.
Well, there'll be problems. We'll stumble across them as we go.
Good. Well, great to meet you, Chris, and thanks for talking to us.
No problem.
Can I ask you some questions?
Sure, go ahead.
What is Leopard all about? Well, if I'm happy with Tiger, why do I need to spend an extra $100? But what do I get?
A lot more features.
Okay, tell me the top 10 features. You can just tell me. It's a little bit chaotic.
Okay, sure.
I can look them up on the internet.
So one of the greatest ones is called Time Machine, which
I heard
basically
about
allows
that.
You to create an automatic backup, backs up everything on your computer. You can always go back in time. Any changes that you might have mistakenly made, you can reverse.
That's great.
Yeah. Another one, Mail has been improved. Mail now has notes, has to-dos, has RSS feeds, has stationery. You can send some really good-looking email out in Mail.
That's great. How about searching in Mail? Has that changed?
Actually, it has. Not necessarily searching, but I'll show you one feature really quick.
Because, for example, if I've got a bunch of these things over here on the left, these folders,
yep.
I can only search one folder at a time at the moment.
No.
How do you do a
So you can search, let's just search maybe dinner.
Yeah.
See if that one comes in. All you have to do is switch over here and say all mailboxes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So that's, is that new or has it always been?
That's been in Tiger as well.
Okay, great.
But this is kind of cool. When you get an email that has information that looks like an address or
yes.
a phone number, what you can do is you can click on this little box here
wow.
and you can say create a new contact right from this information. Take this phone number and create a new contact right from this
information. Terrific.
This one is really cool too. This is my favorite. It sees a date and it says create a new iCal event.
Wow.
So now it knows that it's a hotel reservation because it got it from there and it's going to create it on the 29th. All we got to do is, you know, we're staying until the 31st and let's put this in our work calendar, add the iCal. You don't even have to open iCal.
But in iCal, is that part of .Mac?
Mm-mm. iCal is an application running on your computer.
So anybody, you don't need to have .Mac.
You don't need to have anything.
Anybody can have that.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Another couple new features in Leopard, the Finder has been redone. So this is what your Finder kind of looks like.
Yeah.
And now we have a thing called CoverFlow.
Oh,
just like
that.
In iTunes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And let me go into my documents here, mm-hmm. and I can see all my documents just by browsing through.
What are you pressing?
I'm just pressing over here.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Or I can, you know, click over here.
Okay. So
now,
you go ahead.
This is a keynote presentation.
Uh-huh.
I can look at multiple pages in this keynote presentation without opening. I can get a preview of it just by hitting the space bar, and it comes up big. And I can, before I even open it, I can make sure that's the one I want. If I find a movie in there, let me find, I know we had some movies in here. Here.
There's a movie.
There's a movie. I can hit space bar and play it without even opening anything. Just
that's
to be
great.
Like, oh, nope, that's not the one I want. Let's go back and keep searching, you know, maybe... It's
that's
one
great.
Of these or something. That's a picture. You get the idea. Look at them real quick.
Good. Well, thank you. So we.
Yeah.
So there's improvements in mail, improvements in the cover flow, improvements in the time machine.
Yeah. If you have some time, check out this iMac right on the other side of this.
Well, I'll come back tomorrow. It'll be a lot more quiet there.
Sure. We've got iChat has a lot of really cool.
Well, can you show me that?
Well, I can't.
Oh, I see, because it's not set up.
Right. Well, they've got it going with another person.
Okay.
But basically, you've got all different backdrops. If you iChat me and are asking me how to do something, I can take over your computer and show you how to do it. We can share photos. You can see my albums, all that kind of stuff. It's
in the iChat window, or does it take up the whole screen?
It will actually take up the whole screen for you.
What's that called now?
iChat.
That's just iChat.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Aaron.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
And just that fast, we come to the end of our special Leopard Day podcast. We'll be back the end of this week with My Mac Podcast number 152. Hopefully we'll get some people on the show that's actually installed and has played with Leopard. Man, that includes me. In fact, while I was putting this podcast together, I found that Robe Amiga's Audio Hijack Pro, the version I had, did not work. It would launch, it would hijack my audio stream from Skype, but it didn't actually let me record anything. You'd hit recording, it would sit there for a second thinking about it, and then just crash. Quick view up at Robe Amiga's website, found a, it looks like a beta copy, and I installed that, and it worked fine, so cool. I'm very happy with that. I think that if you've installed Leopard, and you're having any problems at all with third-party applications, or hardware for that matter, you're going to be spending a lot of time over the next couple weeks going to different websites and checking for newer versions. Make sure you keep an eye on MacUpdate.com and VersionTracker.com. I don't know why I want to keep saying Virgin. Virgin Atlantic or something is on my mind. Version Tracker is a really good site to keep an eye on, and so is Mac Update. Make sure you check out the Apple discussion boards if you're having any problems. That's probably going to be your first stop. And MacFixit.com, of course, is going to be a very, very good site to keep an eye on. Another one that a lot of people don't talk about a lot anymore, but it's still a very viable resource, and that's Macintouch. They've always got a lot of reader feedback on different applications, especially when a new something like this comes out, like Leopard. It's always going to be nice to go up there and take a look and see if there's any updates to the programs you need the most. So far, I'm happy with Leopard. There's been a few hiccups. The MacBook Pro is still waiting for me to put in my Adobe CS3 activation code, so that will be installed on that machine. I don't know. You know, I'm hesitant to go and put Windows Vista back on it Number one, it takes up a lot of hard drive space. And number two, I just wasn't using it for anything. There is a couple of video programs that I need to use to transfer, but I could just use my wife's XP machine to do that if I really need to. She's not in the room with me now, by the way. So that's where we stand with Leopard here at the MyMac headquarters. We'd love to hear how it went with you. Send us a feedback to tim@mymac.com. Or if by chance you want to send us an audio feedback file, we would love it and we'll play it on the show and share your Leopard stories. Simply call 1-801-938-5559 and let us know what happened when you installed Leopard. Or if you've decided not to install Leopard, man, I'd really like to hear why you decided not to install Leopard. Just call that number and leave a message and we'll share it with the world. 1-801-938-5559. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to MyMacPodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast.